Get into the money from JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher. Welcome to Thursday morning.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you very much. No inflation, or virtually no inflation.
Virtually nothing. Outcome came in as expected yesterday for fourth quarter consumer price inflation. 0.1, okay, it wasn't zero, but it's about as close as you can get without it really being zero, wasn't it? So annual inflation at 1.9%, very much in the middle of the sort of desired range. I mean, the outcome doesn't really involve the Reserve Bank in any way. Remember, price stability is defined as having consumer price inflation in a range of 1 to 3, so right bang smack in the middle. But as usual, Mike, the devil is in the detail, and there were elements of the outcome that were probably a little stronger than expected. So we've got this, we've got two sorts of inflation there. You've got non-tradable and tradable. In very simple terms, what is affected by the currency and what isn't. So the price of fuel, for example, is an example of tradable inflation, although you could argue that the actual element of the imported fuel is becoming less and less and less as taxes and government charges start to dominate the cost of fuel. But let's not get sidetracked. Non-tradable inflation is lifting. So that's the local inflation. Now, that rose 0.7% for the quarter. Now, that's now at 2.7% on an annual basis, so quite close to the top. It's stronger. Now, we've seen this before, particularly in the housing sector, but the thing is, right now, that's becoming a little bit more widespread. So we're seeing the health group, that was up 0.5. We're seeing communications costs up, the recreation and culture group, property maintenance. So it's becoming more widespread. The big question is, will they accelerate? And will they continue to be offset by the tradables? So growth, of course, what happens in the economy comes into play. But also, Mike, it's the ability or the perceived ability for businesses to pass on increased costs. And remember, the recent confidence survey have shown quite a few concerns over profitability. So businesses are seeing costs going up, but they're not being passed on. So look, keeps the RB on hold at the moment, but I think we're at quite an important juncture. Wow. I think 2019 will be very interesting.
And that's before we get to the world issues, of course, and the ECB exactly. And the BOJ have been looking at matters.
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time looking at what our local reserve bank does, implementation of monetary policy locally. Obviously, the Federal Reserve is globally relevant, but sometimes we don't pay as much attention to these other important central banks. And the reason I bring this up, Mike, is what are we worried about at the moment? We're worried about global growth. So we've got to start putting a little bit more attention on these other parts of these other major world economies like Asia, China, UK, Japan, Europe. So yesterday we heard from the Bank of Japan, overnight or tonight we've got an announcement from the European Central Bank. The Bank of Japan, they left monetary policy unchanged. But the thing is, they're in a different place from some of these other economies. They've lowered their inflation outlook for the fourth time, which puts them in quite a different space than the other economies who are trying to normalize monetary policy. I mean, Japan just can't get their inflation back to pre-crisis levels. Now, we've got the ECB overnight, heightened interest in Europe because growth in Europe is slowing. It's very soggy, and the ECB's been off the radar because all the focus has been on the Fed. But, you know, they came later to the party in terms of normalizing monetary policy because, remember, they had a few issues, the old pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, they had to fight all those fires. They did indicate that they're going to be raising rates in 2019, but you're getting these predictions of like potentially 1% growth in Europe. So they can't really raise monetary policy if growth is that soggy. So that gives us quite a big point of interest in this announcement this evening. Interesting times, Mike.
Ain't that the truth? What are the numbers for Thursday?
Yeah, just in the last few minutes, Dow Jones starting to just weaken off a little bit. It's down 70 points, 24,336. The S&P 500, 2620, down about 12 points. The NASDAQ, 6958, down about 0.9%. FTSE 100, 6842. The Nikkei, 20593, down small. Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2581. The Australasian market's pretty quiet, not much change. ASX 200 closing at 5843. The local market, the NZX 50 closing at 9106. The currency stronger after the CPI data at 0.6788 against the US. We're above 95 cents against the Aussie, 0.9518. 0.5960 euro, 0.5191 pounds, 74.28 yen. Gold trading US dollars, 1,285. And Brent crude down a little bit, $60.78.
Great work, mate. You have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and all that expertise in the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.